The city of Boulder has filed a motion to dismiss a recent suit brought by the ACLU that calls the city's camping ban unconstitutional. The lawsuit argued that Boulder's recent camping and tent ban violates provisions related to freedom to use public streets, cruel and unusual punishment, and other rights stated in the Constitution. Boulder attorney Luis Toro argued against the lawsuit, stating that the ban does not ban warm clothing and so does not violate civil rights. A new bus route will begin operating in hopes to connect Boulder and Lyons again. Luis Licon from KGNU has more.
The new bus connecting Boulder and Lyons via US 36 will begin operating on June 27th. The route will be replacing the Regional Transportation District's previous white route from Boulder to Lyons, which RTD suspended during the COVID-19 pandemic. RTD will fund the new Lyons Flyer, but the City of Lyons will be operating the bus. Passengers will not have to pay a fare to ride the line. The Lyons Flyer will operate 3 round trips in the morning and afternoon during peak commute times. Mayor Holly Rogan said in a press release that the new route will allow our residents greater flexibility to take care of their daily needs and plan trips to Boulder and beyond the updated Lyons Flyer. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
Boulder County residents want more funding for transportation, wildfire emergency response, and wildfire mitigation. That's according to the results of Drake Research and Strategy's annual public opinion survey released this week. Other major concerns identified in the survey are cost of living and rising homelessness. This has been a constant topic in the annual survey, but concerns spiked due to the impact the pandemic had on these issues. The Board of County Commissioners will hold public hearings on these issues if they refer to the ballot measures for this upcoming November election. Boulder County Public Health Executive Director Camille Rodriguez announced her resignation yesterday, which will take effect next Friday, July 1st. Rodriguez was the first Latina appointed as executive director of the department. She's held the position since June of last year after her predecessor retired. BCPH's deputy director Lexi Nolan will assume the role of interim executive director for 6 months until a permanent replacement is put into the position, although her time can be extended. The board of PCH will oversee the hiring process. The Colorado Avalanche won their third game of the Stanley Cup Finals Wednesday night. KGNU's Jimmy Searfoss has more.
More overtime heroics were on display Wednesday night after the Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in Tampa Bay 3-2. The game was mostly in favor of the Lightning, who led the game for 2 full periods. That was until Avalanche center Andrew Cogliano scored in the third to tie the game at 2 apiece. And that's where the score would remain for the rest of the regulation time. This took teams into sudden death overtime, where the next goal would win the game. The Avalanche were swarming the Lightning's goal throughout the entire extended period, but that would come to an end when the Avalanche's Nazem Kadri scored the game-winning goal. It was unsure if Kadri was even going to play in the game. He had surgery on an injured thumb just 18 days before, yet he would be the one to put the Avs up 3-1 in the series. The Avs face off again against the Lightning here in Denver Friday night at 6 o'clock, where they could win it all. For KGNU, this is Jimmy Searfoss.
Expect cloudy skies and warm temperatures all throughout the Front Range today, as well as a slight chance of rain. In Boulder, a high of 88 and a low of 63. In Denver, a high of 90 and a low of 63. In Fort Collins, a high of 92 and a low of 60. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 61 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.